Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Mr. Nyati from Sandhurst is here to break it down.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Hey, ngaze
ngadeleleka. What are we saying, Mr. Baba?
We're giving you your credentials. We're going to Udas. Sikufaka down.
Listen, from your lips to God's ears.
Amen.
I'm going to take the pictures and send them your way. It's Monday, Make It Make Sense time, and we're going to try and attempt to make sense of the very latest developments in the Government of National Unity. As Glenn has alluded, there's been the latest flashpoint in the long-standing political battle between the ANC and the DA. This time, it's centered around the president firing a DA deputy minister and the reasons for that causing a series of events, including a briefing from the DA where they announced that they're pulling out of the national dialogue. So let's try and make sense of it. A person who's brave enough to try and attempt this is Kaya Sithole, no stranger to Kaya 959, independent analyst, and joins us now via our telephone line. Kaya, great to hear from you again. Welcome to Drive 959.
Thank you, and good afternoon to the listeners.
All right, we're going to try to break this down for people perhaps who aren't, you know, political heads, as it were. Let's just start with trying to understand the implications of a DA pulling out of the Government of National Unity, if in fact that does happen. It was anticipated at the weekend, but obviously that's not how things panned out.
Well, yeah, I don't think it was anticipated at the weekend. And the reason I keep insisting that we must remember that the DA is not going to pull out of the Government of National Unity is simply the reason it is in it in the first place. The DA said the reason they're in the Government of National Unity is to save us all and to save the country from what they called the Doomsday Alliance that would otherwise materialize if the ANC had to go into partnership with either the MK party or the EFF. So that remains the basis for the DA being in a partnership with the ANC. So when you hear of all these stories and these minor frictions, you always have to ask yourself the question whether that story or that issue is fundamental enough for them to essentially expose the country to what they were saving us from. So I didn't believe that even this weekend there was a risk of the DA walking out. But in instances, the speculative instance where the DA indeed had to walk out, the issue here is that the ANC has now learned through the budgetary process that it can actually get things done without the explicit support of the DA. We saw that in them being able to pass the budget that outvoted other issues, but they were able to fish across the pond and get the support of other parties in order to get things done. So if the DA had to walk out, the ANC would simply find a different way of ensuring that those other parties are able to support it on a case-by-case basis.
But, I mean, what are the implications for governance and coherence if you have an instance where parties can, you know, selectively boycott certain government agendas like, you know, this national dialogue that's coming up? I mean, practically speaking, does that work for, you know, parties like the DA that wants everybody to believe that they're in governance or in government but aren't really doing the work of governance, if you know what I mean?
All the implications aren't as dire as people like to think they are. In fact, what the Constitution does is that it creates safeguards that enable the state to function even if there are political disagreements. We saw this even during the budget season, and obviously the budget is important because that's where resources are allocated. But even when the budget was not passed on time, the law already envisages such a situation, and it simply said that, well, if there's no new budget, you simply carry on spending according to the old budget rules and governance continues. So what this does is that it simply says that political disputes are to be expected in a democracy, but those political disputes should not paralyze government. And we now know that it can indeed happen. So when people threaten to walk out, it doesn't mean that all of us must now take to the picket lines and make sure that they don't walk out because the country will fall apart. It simply doesn't work like that in South Africa.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. Say the DA does walk out. What happens next?
Well, what happens next is that the ANC will simply say that actually we are going to govern on a case-by-case basis. What that means is that in instances where there is a big policy decision or a law that has to be passed that requires either the 50% plus one majority or indeed in the extraordinary circumstance where we require much higher majorities as provided for in the Constitution, then the ANC would simply put together a team that goes and consults different parties, finds out who will support it, and then decides decides whether or not to table that proposal. It'll be different from what they did in February, where they assumed that consent was just going to be guaranteed and the DA and other parties said no. So in this instance, whenever there's a big decision that has to be taken, the ANC will now undertake a process of consultation long before it tables it in Parliament in order to avoid embarrassment. The country will carry on regardless of what the DA decides not to do.
Kaya, clearly this is definitely a measure of inconvenience for everybody involved. What are the chances that the ANC would actually say to the DA, listen, you know what, we've had too many back and forths, this is not working, goodbye the DA? Because we know the DA can walk away from the GNU, we know that they are well within their rights. What we know so far that the ANC could do is fire someone, which they've done. But can they actually, do they have, I don't know, the willingness to break away from this marriage, or the law does not allow them to actually get out of this union?
No, the ANC is not famous for doing the difficult things or pressing the radical button in instances where it needs to. The person who leads the ANC is definitely not the type of person who then says, look, I'm going to be radical and do something different. So what the ANC will always do is that it will put the pressure on the DA for the DA to make the call. The ANC is not going to be the one that says, we dismissed you. Because if the ANC does that and it leads to an instability in government, everyone turns around and say, well, actually, you had this ability to run the country for 30 years. You kind of didn't do a very good job, so we then put you in a situation where you had to govern with others, and now you're also collapsing that. So perhaps you're not the type of party that should be anywhere close to government at all. So that creates new risks for the ANC. So the ANC is not done, it's not going to be on the press the exit button. What the ANC will do politically is that it will have particular foot soldiers, whether it's Figile Balula or anyone else who scream and say that the DA must walk, whereas the ANC youth league president will keep screaming that the DA must walk. It's never going to be President Cyril Ramaphosa who says that, but if the DA then decides to walk away, he will simply say, see, they were given an opportunity to govern with everyone else and they decided to walk away. So they are the problem. We are not.
All right. Making sense of these unprecedented times. Kaya Sithole, appreciate the time and the insight, sir. Thanks very much indeed, Kaya Sithole, an independent analyst.
Yeah, uchilo Figile Mbalula.
There's many parties that are knocking outside.
Because if it falls apart, if the clashing creates any level of a gap or
instability,
they don't want that heat.
But at the same time, the country is on standstill while people are busy trying to fix a relationship that is not working.
Yeah, we're not in standstill. Here we are. We are working.
No, we are moving.
This relationship is not working.
We are moving.
This relationship is.
But the country is moving.
Guys, hell is like a president here. Minister Agriculture.
All right, let me hamba Glen. Who's driving it?
Cyril
is driving the car.
And he's
Mara,
quiet.
From time to time, DA change her. Livili Koloinzi move.
I think what I thought was interesting was them threatening the ANC by saying should parties to vote for no confidence in the president, they will not partake. That one is a big one, Pella, because then they will obviously, you'd expect the president to panic, to say, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But anywho.
Anyway, thank you, sir. You wanted me to what? You can answer that question, Khomo.
No, I can't. I can't remember your phrasing.
Oh, the one where I was saying, I mean, you know, to our listeners, whether do they feel that, you know, the DA feels entitled. Banale, some entitlement thing happening, because I mean, there's always a tug of war between the ANC and the DNA. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're very vocal, you know, and the ANC seems to be very quiet. Like,
it's like the ANC is afraid to take responsibility.
Yeah, ANC doesn't want to be antagonistic.
You have a partner that is toxic in front of you. Toxic.
Mariam Miega, they must decide. I think we're talking about relationships. How, when a guy wants a woman to dump him, if they say to you, you keep coming home at 2 a.m., you keep on doing it up until you get dumped.
Wow.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Hi, guys. Ia Paisa. Democratic Alliance. Ukubhayiza lento bayenza bamemeza. Uthulile uMatamela because vele uzo ungathi can say iprerogative ka president uxosha abantu ababanga umsindo kodwa ngizabaxosha because that's my prerogative ayi bakhuluma kakhulu ogogo
umxoshene ni midnight phela umsholozi bekaxosha manilele nina niphume ekonga
umsholozi uvuka half past 2
nizwa ngama hangover
uzoba nonto ovayile or appointing
because you're getting shuffle what's government reshuffle
yeah,
cabinet reshuffle
oh yes Nicole you guys complain about Donald Trump tweeting at 2 a.m. Msholozi was the trendsetter. Yeah, Donald Trump is a fan. Msholozi.
Send the feel good voice note.
063-6880.
Let's feel good. 959.
So we got lots of voicemails, eh?
Voice notes?
What did I say?
I had voicemail, but it's fine. It's really me now, Jam.
Guys, the GNU is what government of national unity, right? So I think at the end of the day, they should be united, make decisions together, try to work together. So with the way things are happening, it's as if they are not united. So now I don't really see the point of the GNU at the end of the day because, like, there's still TANC, you know, and things like that. So it seems like they will always, you know, fight or something like that. At the end of the day. So what's the point of the GNU?
DA and ANC, for starter, it's a relationship based on different ideologies. The other member is called opposition. There won't be any agreement. From the origin of the two, you realize that there is division. There's no sign of agreement. DA is doing the right thing. Let it oppose because it's tempt opposition. ANC must be very careful not to lose momentum. Otherwise, hola.
Now, guys, everything I wanna about this thing, yeah, the Limolonia no one or the Pampir. Now go to the valley thing, but it's not a problem. Leading ministers says it's a ENC. Now that who Ira Hala or Wabana could be with them, Levavang Transava could be a la piece. I ain't so much genuine.
Barumulo pampir.
Barumulo.
Same as saying, "Uta ka spiti sa parafini."
That's right.
But this is what happens when they make decisions without us. This is what happens when they make decisions up there without us.
But what alternative was there, Skomba? Because ANC didn't get a majority. The DA didn't do nearly as well as it thought
maybe
it would.
If the ANC maybe swallowed their pride, maybe. Down with maybe MK and EFF.
But they would have never spoken to you anyway. There would have still been a person who says, I don't agree with the ideologies that EFF and MK. Mm. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, when you are in a leadership position, pleasing everybody is not possible.
The party that I voted for is not even part of the GNU. The party that I voted for, I don't know if they have a voice or something. I don't know.
Sometimes
they
are vumbo.
When are the last time
we have Vumbuga and just sometimes Musa.
Oh, finally, Busantuan.
But I'm honest. But I know what to do next time.
We voted national and what
we want to do.
Because he was that black guy who stood up against what a lot of people criticize the DA for being racist and oppressive. And he says, no, ANC is too corrupt. He looked. Like, I think he
looked
really
the part,
good.
But he was just an extra.
He looked the part. Obed again.
Yena every time uruko wena nyaguzu tini wena why ubuwa so.
Ah, let's go back ready. Ready to change him boy. As again, it's about two. We are always against you, Khobuz. No matter what.
Whatever.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.